This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Control 603-283-6160 is the number you can call in to get in on the conversation with us. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And I'd like to tell you about the Amplifier program that you can join to get some perks and extras from Free Talk Live. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And I'd like to thank Reverend Ratspeed. Thank you, Reverend Ratspeed. He's very, very, very nice. And he's a platinum level amplifier at amps.freetalklive.com. So thank you so much to Reverend Ratspeed. And if you'd like to join more, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com to help us amplify, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live.
It's important to do that right now because, you know, Ian's in prison and we're struggling. I don't know if we're struggling as a show, but it's just nice to have extra money coming in.
And yes, we really appreciate everyone who helps us. So before the break, we were talking about this article from AP.com, APnews.com, about the Copyright Office. You know, they're listening to everyone before they decide whether or not to impose, well, I guess they can't personally impose rules, but before they decide to suggest to Congress that they should impose rules on AI and make it to where people, you know, can't use this tool just because some other people want to make, you know, extra money on what they think they can make. It's just so silly because it's like, I want to make money on this idea I had once instead of like using AI to make way more money on top of it. And I want everyone else to suffer too, including the entire economy.
I mean, like, honestly, I'm not a tech person. I probably wouldn't even like try to figure out how to use AI. But just because of that doesn't mean I would want to like hinder everyone else.
Yeah, especially since one day there will be AI things that are so easy to use. I mean, there's already
They are already pretty user-friendly, a lot of them, but I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, so, even if you don't need it, it's just silly to act like you can't benefit from it. Like, you'll benefit from it in some way, in the next few years.
It's also, even if I wouldn't benefit from it, I think it would be selfish for me to say, like, no one else should be able to use this technology.
It'd be evil. Stupid. Like, people can't make money who want to make more money than they have now to survive because, I want to make $1,000 every taxi-shaped purse that I make. And that's not, like,
Is that a real example that you're using?
It was something else that was a shape of a purse that was really weird, and I can't remember what it was. It wasn't a taxi, but it was kind of cool, and this guy made it, and then he was like, I'm actually using a bad example because his whole thing was like, yes, I made this, and yes, people are going to start copying it, but the thing about it is I don't want them to stop making it because every time one of mine sells, it's something that's handmade, and I sell it for this much, and I'm not going to make them forever, so I don't care if people copy me. So that's a bad example, but it's what keeps popping into my head. And it might have not been a taxi. I don't remember now. It was something really cool like that.
A unique,
And it was a little, like, handbag. You just opened up this item, but it was actually a bag. It's, like, something that's... I'm just using it as an example as something that, like, you think that no one else could ever create, but somebody else might literally think of that idea, or they just see your idea and they copy it because they can make it way cheaper with their factory that they put up the capital to make. Like, but I'm sorry they did.
But Bonnie, here's the problem we have with AI. It's going to take over the world and demolish governments and demolish society.
Cool.
I would love if it demolished governments. But I feel like it's not going to do that because they're going to work together.
I think the AI and government will work hand in hand together and make the government more tyrannical. I mean,
great.
Think about the Soviet Union and how tyrannical that was. It's going to be more tyrannical with AI in charge.
If these people get their way and get the copyright office to make their suggestion and then regulate AI really hard in the United States, all it's going to do is make it less easy for poorer and less influential people to use AI, but people high up are going to still be able to use it.
Well, exactly. So, like, it's only going to be used for government purposes or for, like, people like Elon Musk who can afford the patents or whatever you're going to need. So, like, this is what happens when you regulate stuff so strictly. It's like, people are like, no, you know, because of copyright and because I'm scared and all this stuff, it's going to take over the world. But really, we already have these entities that have already taken over the world, and you're worried about AI?
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
We have an organization right now occupying soil here in the geographical polygon land we call the United States, and they're already tyrannical.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I just find it hilarious that somebody, a podcaster, literally wrote to the copyright office and said, please regulate AI. I'm scared.
I'm so scared. AI is scaring me.
It's just so silly.
It is a little silly, isn't it?
It says, so we, in the last segment, we were talking about what the artists are saying. And it says that an actor and filmmaker, Justine Bateman from Family Ties, which I've never seen, I don't know who she is, said she was disturbed that AI models were ingesting hundreds of years of film and TV in a way that could destroy the structure of the film business and replace large portions of its labor pipeline.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to... It's impossible to destroy that, and I could totally see like these movie producers and stuff like that using AI to their advantage.
Yeah.
To further develop, I mean, think of like CGI and like all of these like special effects and stuff. Like, watch movies from the 80s. The special effects sucked. You know, like they were not very good at all. And then look at present day movies. It is amazing the things that they can do with this software and with these like video editing techniques that they're using. I mean, it's like so insane the things that they are capable of doing using this sort of technology, and I could only see AI contributing to that in a positive way. Like, I don't see how that would be, you know, like a bad thing.
It's like people can make films cheaper if instead of having 20 people coming up with ideas in a writing room, you have like one person and an AI. It's like, I don't think there will ever be zero people because of the fact that AI can, you know, crap out some stuff that really sucks.
Well, yeah, and I also think, like, there's always going to be actors, you know, like, there's always going to be actors, there's always going to be producers.
They just want, like, 20 of each, like, department, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, like, possibly. I mean, we have no clue what the result of this is going to be, but I would, if they're using this AI technology, like, I wouldn't think it would be to, like, completely, like, wipe everything out and, like, only use AI. Like, that just sounds ridiculous. Like, you wouldn't be able to form an entire really good movie only using AI. Maybe, especially if it's a cartoon or something like that, like, maybe you would be able to, but you would still need some human influence. Like, I just... Especially in the near future, like, I really don't see that happening.
And that's why I'm always thinking of movies and Hollywood in general as, like, a lot of money laundering is going on. Because, like, what exactly are you doing to, like, you can bet on you're going to make over, you know, like, $20 million when you put out this movie. Like, what exactly are you doing for that? Not a whole lot. Like, actresses making, like, $20 million each movie. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like some kind of money laundering is going on. Like, how is it worth it?
There's a lot of, like, sketchy stuff going on in Hollywood, I'm sure.
There's a lot of sketchy things going on in Hollywood.
Yeah. And just, like, art in general. Like, when you see, like, just a painting that's just a... canvas that somebody just painted red that sold for $30 million.
Yeah, it's like, what is that? Yeah.
It's obviously money laundering.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's not worth that. I guess maybe to somebody it was, or maybe there was another deal that we don't know about.
They do that, and then they write it off as taxes, something like that.
Something stupid.
Not exactly money laundering, but basically, you know.
Yeah.
If the average person pulled that same sort of thing, we'd be thrown in a cage, but
absolutely,
these people get away with it.
And it's like, people get...
It's the elites in society that get away with stuff all the time.
People get annoyed when it's, like, one pop song has, like, 50 writers on it, but no one cares when it's a movie, and it's like... for all you know, like, a couple people did all the work, and, like, the other people were sitting in the room, and they're getting paid for it. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. It always seems like it's a lot of people. Do you really need that when you have AI? And the other thing is, cutting down the price of a movie should be good for movie people. You make it cheaper and make just as much money when it comes out.
People are afraid of change.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, like, what her comments were about, was that it's like, this is how it's been. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions about AI. Like I said, I'm not incredibly interested in it. But I don't think it would be a wise thing to regulate it. I've seen people use it. I think it could be used for many positive and many negative things, like any tool. But really, it's people fighting. For some reason, like, AI, because there's always new technology, right? And, like, people don't fight most new technology this hard. Like, nobody fought the internet this hard. Maybe they did. I don't know. I actually wasn't even, you know, alive and conscious yet. But there's so many, like, developing technologies that people didn't fight as hard as AI, because I think the intelligence, like, the word intelligence, I think it's terrifying to people. We've had so many different, like, dystopian movies and novels created on, like, robots taking over the world and artificial intelligence. And for so long, it seemed like something that was just, like, off in the distant future, like, after we all die. And now that it's finally here and it's finally gaining in popularity and it's finally being used as a tool more widely, people are horrified. Like, a lot of people are really, really terrified of it.
I think the main thing that people like her are afraid of, though, are just, like you said, change in her industry. She knows how it works, and, like, soon people will be doing things, and they'll be doing less work than I had to do. That's not fair. And also, just that she'll lose her job. And it's those type of people are living in a lack mentality.
Absolutely. Like, and that's exactly what it is, right? She's afraid of losing her relevancy.
She's afraid of becoming...
Obsolete.
Yeah. We don't want to become obsolete. How dare?
Well, because
how
that's the thing. It's like, obsolete. I make, you know, this chick probably makes a ton of money, and she's afraid of being irrelevant. She's afraid of not making a ton of money.
How dare these light bulbs make candles obsolete?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous.
If,
like,
people not embracing the technological revolution and thinking that this is a horrible idea, this is dangerous, we need to control it, we need to put regulations on it, how about we just embrace the technological revolution and find out how to work around it?
Yeah, and I think most people that are fighting AI just don't understand it. They know nothing about it, and they're like, it just must be bad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, people fight anything even before it was artificial intelligence. Like, people fight anything that they think will take their jobs, whether it's Mexicans moving here or self-checkout.
Yeah.
But she goes on. She says, it appears to many of us to be the largest copyright violation in the history of the United States. I sincerely hope you can stop this practice of thievery. Airing some of the same AI concerns that fueled this year's Hollywood strikes, television showrunner Lilia Zuckerman, it says of Poker Face, which all I know called that is the Lady Gaga song, so I don't know what that is, said her industry should declare war on what is nothing more than a plagiarism machine. Before Hollywood is...
Oh, the whore, a plagiarism machine.
It says, before Hollywood is co-opted by greedy and craven companies who want to take human talent out of entertainment. Which is kind of silly, because, like, no one ever said that. It's like Nikki said, like, there will still need to be humans acting in these movies. And, like I said, just because there are probably going to be fewer humans necessary to the making of a movie now, doesn't mean there will be zero. Like, if
there, people love the human element, and definitely when artificial intelligence or AI becomes more relevant in society, people will still want that human element.
Yeah, I think
people
so
still want to hear a live musician.
Like, this is so relevant. When All day I've been thinking about this artist named Tate McRae, and I don't like her because she's a pop singer, and there's this song that I keep hearing everywhere called Greedy by her. And I looked it up just because I was like, that doesn't even sound like a human. Like, it's like extremely, auto-tuned.
Yeah.
Like, to a point I didn't even think it was in fashion anymore. Huh. And, not only that, but I watched her music video for it. I just wanted to see who she was, and she just has, like, no personality. I watched an interview of her. She has no personality. She's extremely popular right now. You know that she was just propped up by, you know, her record label who decided to make a pop star. And it's like, I love pop music. It's not all pop music. It has no soul or anything, but it's obvious to me when there's a new person that comes out and their pop music has no soul. And the thing about it is, it can be the best song in the world. It's not that it's like a really bad song or anything. It could be the best song in the world, and I will still not listen to it if you can't sell me the personality. Like, that's a huge thing for pop music. I don't know about really as much other genres. Like, do people care about the pop music of their other, like, bands or whatever? I mean, the personality of their bands as much? I don't know, but it's a huge thing in pop music, and it annoys me that people will just, like, consume her music because they heard it on TikTok and want to be pop. They want to be popular because they listen to Tate McRae like everyone else, instead of, you know, she's not likable. She's just not. But she'll probably be popular for a while, but she won't be, you know, like, she'll never be Britney Spears because people
Swift.
Love her.
Yeah.
I hate Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift is a similar thing, but still honestly not as bad as this chick
I'm
talking about.
I also feel like Taylor Swift fans are, like, obsessed with her, so she must be doing something right. Yeah. Like, they're obsessed with her personality and whatever.
Because they're told to. She literally is, like, the algorithm tells people what to think.
Yeah,
about,
I mean,
people are making money off of people being obsessed with Taylor Swift. She has not made a better song since Love Story, and she's gotten nothing but more popular since then.
Yeah, I don't even really enjoy that kind of music, so I can't really comment on Taylor Swift too much. But I do. The thing I respect about her is the fact that she controls she manages her own stuff, and she controls most of, like, the creation of her own music, and, like, business wise, I think she.
That's definitely respectable.
She's a real person, right? It seems like, even if people are just...
I don't really buy it. I don't buy that whole story. Like, oh, no really? One ever writes any songs with her. Well, first of all, her songs suck. So, like, okay, you write bad music.
But aside from that, I mean, she manages her... Like,
yeah,
no one manages themselves.
So
you
she
know
got
what I mean?
Already very famous and rich, and then got in a better contract than she had before. It's like... That's not special to me. It's like, it's not like you.
But no one else is really doing that, though, so it kind of is.
If they can, they are. But it's like, did they get as famous as Taylor Swift already was with her record label and then do it? No, they're probably just, like, still SoundCloud rappers or whatever. Because they didn't already get propped up.
Yeah,
That's the thing about it. It's like, it's not as, like, impressive as if, like, she had just come up from the bushes.
So basically my point was, I don't like that genre of music at all. I think it's all crap, but I think, like, her business, the business side of it for her, at least I thought, was, like, probably her only redeeming quality.
It's
in an industry where, like, no one else is doing that, and they're all kind of, you know what I mean?
It just seems like a lot of pop musicians are owned by the man, so to speak. They all claim they don't like big government, and yet they're all owned by the man.
I feel like none of them claim that they don't like big government.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't really comment on that.
They claim they don't like the man, the rich man, the greedy rich man.
And that's definitely a good point.
They're all greedy rich people here.
But, like, all genres of music, people do that. Like, Rage Against the Machine, you know, is famous.
Yeah, well, it's all, like, fake.
Became part
you
of
know
the
what
machine.
I mean?
And I only brought it up to say, people always like, people who like whatever genre they like will always choose something that feels actually human. Like,
yeah.
Because this new girl, yeah, she is famous and everything. It's not going to last, for one thing. And for another thing, people who actually care about listening to music that is made by a real human will never like her, you know? So there will always be that market.
Yeah, people who are, like, actual connoisseurs of things, you know, like, they appreciate quality, right? So if her music is lacking in quality and it's soulless, people are going to listen to other artists who have more talent And because that's the thing, like my common complaint, especially with like a lot of like new pop music, is it doesn't matter if you're really talented at singing anymore. You know, if this person is a singer, it's like, well, we can just auto-tune them and like edit this. Basically, that's like what you have to do is like you have to be
this
like
is new. Like this is so auto-tuned. Yeah. Like it wasn't even in fashion to be this auto-tuned. The reason I looked her up today is because I couldn't understand what the heck she was saying, and this song is literally so being pushed on everyone. This song is just bringing up "Greedy" by Tate McRae that I looked it up this morning because my sister was, like, browsing on her phone, and I heard the song again. Like, I keep hearing this, like, same part of it. And I was like, what the heck is she saying? So I looked up the lyrics, and then I mentioned it to her. I was like, yeah, when that song popped up on your phone, I looked it up. This is who she is. And, like, I found out what she looks like and watched an interview. And she was like, I didn't hear that song on my phone. She didn't even notice it. The algorithm is
it's
literally
just so, it's like
pushing it.
Weird.
I feel like if
that's
you guys
weird.
Go look up that song and go to the chorus, you'll be like, oh, I've heard this in like the background of
like
real,
a video or whatever. Yeah.
It's,
weird.
It's like inescapable.
Like subliminal messaging. You know what I mean?
Like she didn't even notice that she played the whole chorus on her phone.
Weird.
The article that we're reading, it continues saying, airing some of the same AI concerns that fueled this year's Hollywood strikes, television showrunner Lilia Zuckerman said her industry should declare war on what is nothing more than a plagiarism machine before Hollywood is co-opted by greedy and craven companies, as if Hollywood isn't already, like, you know,
greedy and craven
or co-opted by things in control, being taken control of by,
it's
know,
literally
companies.
Run by a pedophile ring. Like, how can it get worse than this? You know
mixed
what I mean?
With the government.
Like,
yeah.
Interview any, like, Disney Channel child star, and they, a lot of them will tell you, Bella Thorne, Bella Thorne, like, for the past, like, the second she turned 18, she, like, took control of, like, all of her, like, finances and stuff like that, and she was like, hey, guys, I've been being, like, sexually abused for the past, like, since I was a child being a Disney star, and she's one of the only people that she is very outspoken about it, and that's why I was never really, like, into her as like her in her art, but that was something I really respected because a lot of people are scared to speak out, and she's like, you've already done the worst things imaginable to me. I'm telling everyone.
Wow.
So but I'm sure that's happened to a lot. Like, you think, like, look at a lot of child stars. I mean, a lot of them don't seem to be doing too well mentally, and I'm sure that has to do with a lot of the abuse that they faced in Hollywood. I mean, like, Lindsay Lohan, I can't think of the other chick I'm thinking
of. I'm sure
but
it's also the publicity they're forced to endure, too.
Oh, yeah.
The push
I'm sure
to succeed. And
you're right.
Britney Spears,
Yeah, there's probably a ton of factors.
And pushed to, like, work all the time, like Britney Spears. But this woman, you know, she's a television showrunner, whatever that really means, just wants to make more money off of that type of stuff, so she wants AI to be regulated. 603-283-6160. We're going to get into more of your calls and thoughts when we come back. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Hamas will release at least 50 hostages in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. This comes as Israel and the militant Palestinian group have agreed to a ceasefire in Gaza to allow hostages to be released and to let in aid. The truce is supposed to last for at least 4 days, with Israel saying it could be extended as long as 10 hostages are freed each day after that. Airports across the U.S. are on high alert after a car explosion on a bridge near Buffalo, New York. Reports say two people are dead and there are images of twisted metal. Ricky Williams witnessed the explosion.
I seen something airborne. I first thought it was an airplane. And I said, my God, it's a car.
The car reportedly hit an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call to get in on the conversation with us, 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
And let's just go right to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Dave Ridley here of Dave, I mean, sorry, no, it's RidleyReport.com. The other day, Captain said DaveRidley.com. what's on your mind, Ridley?
Yeah. Actually, for once, I have something to talk about that's not New Hampshire, but it's related to New Hampshire because it's a Mark Edge thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what is it?
So apparently, the authoritarian press has vindicated Mark Edge's arguments by writing a hit piece against Mark's pet project.
Really?
The AP said?
So this is the Zetas, or the special economic zones in Honduras.
Oh, wow. So they're doing a hit piece on them already?
Yeah, there's a publication in the UK that's losing its mind because there might be, you know, a few square miles of freedom on Roatan Island.
Oh, how horrible. How horrible. We can't have freedom.
Is Roatan the one with Prospera on it?
Well, yeah, Prospera is connected to Roatan. I don't know where Utila is, actually. I haven't been following this that closely. You know, I was kind of skeptical. You know, Mark keeps talking about this, and I wasn't paying much attention. But nothing gets me on Mark's side like having the media denounce him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what they said in this article was, quote, if special economic zones could be established all over the world, complete with low taxes and corporate-friendly regulation, investment could be sucked out of social democratic states and into these free market paradises.
Wow, you don't say. It's almost like that's more appealing to the majority of people.
It's almost like people like free markets and free minds and freedom. Huh. Who would have thought?
The other quote that I loved was this quote. Senator Elizabeth Warren and 33 other Democrat representatives wrote a letter denouncing, unquote.
Wow, she's wow. after yeah. anything that Ian and Mark like. That's crazy. She's after crypto, too.
So, again, this is not all Mark. But he's just, you know, he's just yeah. part of it. But Prospera is something, you know, that we know, you know, it popped up on my radar a few times, and Mark has talked about it quite a bit. And it has some history. Roatan Island really does go back, you know, decades. It's a successful place in a hellhole, and it has been for decades. You know, a lot of expats there. They bring their money there for, you know, a place where it will go further. But Honduras is just, what have they got to lose? It is such a nightmare. What have they got to lose by having an area, you know, a few square miles here and there where there's not as much crime and there's a little bit more prosperity? I just don't understand the capacity for people to try and say no to the wind.
And it's crazy because, as Mark Edge will tell you, like, people who are from Honduras who go to the ZAs to work, and it seems like cheap to the expats that are employing them, they're like, wow, this is amazing for, you know, the Hondurans that get these opportunities to work at these places because they're making way more money than they could just, like, you know, doing whatever they'd be doing in Honduras otherwise.
And the economy is going to flourish because there's a lot
right.
more freedom.
It's nothing but good for the people who live there.
Now, there is, so I guess I've kind of buried the lead here. The reason they did a story on this is because, so the Prospera organization and or Peter Thiel, a former PayPal fame, I guess they're suing an international court because the Honduran government is trying to renege on the previous agreements, you know, that were signed by a previous Honduras government.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lawsuit is what has triggered this media coverage. And also, I mean, here's where the authoritarian press article where it does, you think you want to listen to your enemies and see if they're ever right. And they could be, they do raise one legitimate concern, and that is that the Zetas were signed into law during a Honduran administration that came to power in a military coup backed by the United States. So that government signed that agreement wasn't super legitimate. I can see kind of where they're coming from in that sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But at the same time, you know, there's still freedom in these ZAs. So why worry about it?
Yeah, I mean, if it's worky, no fixy.
And there's not somebody, you know, like trying to take over all of Honduras or any other country.
Yeah, it seems like these people are kind of just trying to, like, exist and mind their own business, right? Or, like, the businesses that are there.
And it's such a small little area. But, and
yeah.
Your question, I mean, I didn't answer earlier, Dave, because I don't know exactly, but I know that Utila, which is Mark's, the island that Mark's little area is on, because he doesn't own all of Utila, is right by Roatan. You can just, like, take a boat there. I don't know, west or east or whatever, but it's all in the same, like, water.
Yeah. So, anyway, you know, backhanded compliment from the... from the lapdog media, and we'll see where this goes. We can pray for the safety and legal safety of Roatan Island.
Thank you so much for the call, Dave Ridley. It's really fascinating what's going on down there on Roatan and Prospera. Well, I guess Prospera's on Roatan, I'm pretty sure, and Utila. And there's even a couple on the mainland there in Honduras. And yeah, there was some recent stuff that happened after the government kind of acted like it was going to get rid of, renege on their agreement to have ZAs. There was a congressional timeline, like, I don't know what you call it, but like session season, and it closed, it ended without them making an official decision on something on that. So they might have actually lost their time, lost their deadline to be able to do anything about the ZAs. So I think that they're safe for now. I don't know all those details. Maybe Mark could call in about it sometime soon. I know Mark is bored right now. Like, I don't know. He just seems
he could come visit.
He could come visit us.
603-283-6160 if there's anything you want to bring up. I feel kind of bad sometimes we just talk about things that, like, if somebody just tuned in, they don't know what we're talking about.
Mark.
Mark is one of the people who founded Free Talk Live with Ian Freeman, and he lives in Florida now, but he is on the show sometimes, and I think that he should be a remote host sometime soon.
I think so, too, because we always get, like, old-school Free Talk Live listeners that just, like, really miss hearing him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I miss hearing him, too. I mean, I always agree with him, but he's a pretty cool guy.
603-283.
It's kind of funny how you said that.
603-283-6160 is the phone number, so you can call in if they want to bring anything up. Tell us how much you love Mark and hate us.
Yeah.
603-283-6160.
His opinion might be trash sometimes,
oh, yeah,
but we still love him.
This is what Free Talk Live is all about. Free speech, man.
He's the conservative dad of Free Talk Live.
Oh, man.
Not really conservative. Like, I mean, he seems like a total hippie compared to serious conservative.
But, like, compared to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This article we were talking about is also from the APnews.com that I think Dave Ridley called authoritarian press news.
I didn't catch that. That's pretty funny.
They're usually pretty bad, but and they're kind of bad in this one, too. They seem slanted against AI, but they're trying to make the case, or not. They're really not trying to make a case, but they're saying that some people want, especially artists, want AI to be regulated. And this article that we had already gotten into, it continues and says, while most commenters, they're commenting on, oh wait, I skipped a paragraph. So it says the music industry is also threatened by AI, said Nashville-based country songwriter Mark Beeson, who's penned tunes for Carrie Underwood and Garth Brooks. Beeson said AI has potential to do good, but in some ways, it's like a gun in the wrong hands. With no parameters in place for its use, it could do irreparable harm to one of the last true American art forms.
Oh my God, shut up. Shut up.
And
I mean, you could say that about anything. People will be like, oh, guns are dangerous or whatever. I could hit you with my car.
I think he's making the point that a gun is just a tool. He's saying in the right hands, it's fine, but in the wrong hands. But yeah.
You could say that about country music, too. You know what I mean? Like, for people that hate country music, I mean, like, that's, you know, could be a torture technique.
Uh-huh. It definitely could be.
In the wrong hands.
I have, like, some random weird country things that are, like, my, like, guilty pleasures, and I will listen to them. And Carrie Underwood is definitely some of that. But for the most part, it's terrible. I don't even...
No, I love country music.
I don't even have one male country music song I like. I don't
think. Oh, I love... Yeah, no, I'm a big, big country girl.
I like the song Neon Moon by that Garth Brooks guy, I think. Mm-hmm. But I only like it when it's sang by Kacey Musgraves. Then it's awesome.
Okay.
It says, well, most commenters, which it's talking about people commenting on giving comments and their opinions to the Copyright Office of the federal government, most commenters were individuals. Their concerns were echoed by big music publishers. Universal Music Group called the way AI is trained ravenous and poorly controlled, as well as author groups and news organizations, including the New York Times and the Associated Press. Wow, so, okay, the Associated Press is definitely biased. It says so right there. Is it fair use? Well, leading tech companies like Microsoft, Google, and ChatGPT maker OpenAI are telling the Copyright Office is that their training of AI models fits into the fair use doctrine that allows for limited uses of copyrighted material, such as for teaching, research, or transforming the copyrighted work into something different. the American AI industry is built in part on the understanding that the Copyright Act does not proscribe the use of copyrighted material to train generative AI models, says a letter from Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The purpose of AI training is to identify patterns across a broad body of content and not to extract or reproduce individual works, it added. That makes a lot of sense. If one thing you're allowed to do with AI is transform copyrighted work into something different, then I don't see why copy or AI is bad.
It's what's the problem then?
It's not, it's like just, it takes something and makes it exactly the same.
It's just making something different with the artwork.
Yeah.
I mean, like, people have been doing that for years with, like, sampling stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was very common. And a lot of the samples, I mean, they say, like, a good sample is when you, like, when it's unrecognizable, right?
Hmm.
And, like, that's, like, when I listen to, like, some Wu-Tang Clan songs and stuff, I've had to go on, like, mad searches to find out what the sample they used was. And then it's always, like, very, like, satisfying, like, oh, it's this song. Like, this is what the sample came from. But you could use the same thing with AI. Like, I don't see what the issue is. It's just, it's a tool. How is it different than, like, some, you know, music producer doing that same thing and coming up with a song using samples and whatever, like, taking other people's art and transforming it into something different?
Especially,
I mean,
if it's something better. Like,
yeah,
I
exactly.
Never knew that Kanye West's Stronger was actually a Daft Punk song first.
Yeah.
Well, at least it samples it as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I heard it playing the Daft Punk song in the Moose Mart, and I was like, what the... Whoa,
yeah,
did
Better,
they
Faster,
copy?
Stronger.
Yeah, did they copy Kanye West? And I looked it up, and I was like, whoa,
yeah.
I did not know that.
No, so Kanye West has used a
lot
of samples.
Yeah, he's, like, famous
samples.
For sampling, but I didn't think of that because
he makes
sounds
his
like
own
it's
music.
His voice. Like, I just thought it was his voice saying it, and then one day I hear that, and I was like, wow, well... It's both good songs, but I'm sorry, Kanye West says one better, and two, it got more popular and made him more money.
Yeah, of course. And like some of the, I mean, Kanye West has used like Otis Redding and like a lot of like older music, and then he takes that like old school style of music
so
that
much
like
better.
Well, exactly. In your opinion, right? Yeah, but like for like someone's grandma, they might like Otis Redding better. They might be like, oh, this Kanye West rap trash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but my point is a bit more just like the world deserves to have this thing that may be taken from something else, but people like it more than the original.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that song was just basically all of 2008. Like, it was everywhere. Like, everyone liked it.
Yeah.
And other people might have never even heard of, not that Daft Punk is like not very famous, they were. But they might have never heard of that song or heard of them at all. And then they like the Kanye West song, and then Daft Punk is going to get some recognition because of it.
It's not necessarily always going to be a bad thing
for
the artist that was sampled, if anything. I mean, if Kanye West is using my song to sample and create new music, that is super flattering. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So. Oh, I agree. I think it's really flattering if someone can take a sample of what you've done and put it in their music.
But you know what sucks about him? He doesn't feel flattered that South Park used his likeness to make the gay fish joke. He's mad about that still.
I think a lot of people are not super thrilled when South Park uses
their
likeness.
I don't care what they say about me. I would love it. I don't care if they made like so much
fun. If you were like the Snooki.
Yeah, I don't care. It would be so funny. I mean, okay, that's pretty bad, the Snooki one, but like they called Kim Kardashian a hobbit. I don't care if they can call me a hobbit. But it would be great. As soon as you got on South Park, it doesn't matter that they're making fun of you. It would be so fun. And people seem to lose sight of that when they're getting made fun of if they have a terrible ego like Kanye West.
Yeah.
It says, going on, it says, so far, courts have largely sided with tech companies in interpreting how copyright laws should treat AI systems. And it sounds pretty cut and dry to me from what we heard from Meta. It says, in a defeat for visual artists, a federal judge in San Francisco last month dismissed much of the first big lawsuit against AI image generators, though allowed some of the case to proceed. Most tech companies cite as precedent Google's success in beating back legal challenges to its online book library. I don't know what that means. The U.S. Supreme Court in 2016 let stand lower court rulings that rejected authors' claim that Google's digitizing of millions of books and showing snippets of them to the public amounted to copyright infringement. I never even heard of Google's book library and their digitizing of millions of books.
Yeah, I don't know what
books.
That is.
Yeah.
I think it's the library that they created so you can get an e-book from them.
I think I just realized what
okay.
it is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sometimes when you look up a book that's old enough, you could read it right there in images on Google search. Maybe that's what it is. I just didn't know it was a book library.
That's possible.
Like, if you look up a book that's already past copyright date, well, I don't know. Why would they be claiming this if it was only those? I don't know. It might be some that they just give a snippet of, like it said, if they're not too old. But usually the ones I see are really old books. It says, that's a flawed comparison, argued former law professor and best-selling romance author Heidi Bond, who writes under the pen name Courtney Milan. Bond said that she agrees that fair use encompasses the right to learn from books, but Google Books obtained legitimate copies held by libraries and institutions, whereas many AI developers are scrapping works of writing through outright piracy. And I just don't know how that's possible. Like, that takes so much energy for the AI generator people to go and pirate images instead of, like, just getting it off the internet, like letting it crawl on the internet and grab it. Like, I don't know. That just seems like she's just being hyperbolic to try to get her way.
Yeah, it seems like she just doesn't know how this works.
Says Perlmutter, and that's the Copyright Office head lady, said, this is what Copyright Office is trying to help sort out. Oh, yeah, the government just wants to help. Certainly this differs in some respects from the Google situation, Perlmutter said. Whether it differs enough to rule out the fair use defense is the question in hand. And that's the end of that article. I just wanted to bring that in because, you know, it's kind of funny how many stories there are online when you're looking. They're just like groups of people asking the government to regulate this and that, and they don't realize how bad that is for the economy just because they don't care because it would be good for them. At least they think, because they can't think creatively and use their imagination enough to think about how they could instead just use this tool to actually help themselves make more money.
Well, you know, people love the tyrants, despots, and thieves calling themselves government because they feel safe.
True.
They feel safe that someone else is going to do their dirty work for them.
Well, yep. They like using it as a weapon against other people.
Right.
Which is really what this is. Yeah, it's this isn't to protect anyone. This is to use the state as a weapon against anyone who wants to utilize AI technology. It's to get AI technology out of the hands of regular everyday people and give it to only the government and, like, the Elon Musks of the world. That's exactly what they are trying to do, whether they know it or not.
This institution of violence is all about control, and it's all about not helping you develop your skills. It's all about control. It's all about giving the control to the elites and the most powerful so the parasitic ruling class can feel safe knowing that they're saving somebody.
And I know that when I was, like, in school, the parasitic ruling class you're talking about, called the government, that is also giving you what you're supposed to learn in public school, because it's, you know, public, so it's part of the government, thieves and despots, they're always trying to paint themselves as this group that, without them, the little people couldn't survive. But in reality, they're always doing what Riley is saying, making it to where the little people are not able to ever overcome the wealth and power of the people that use the government as a weapon and are already the most wealthy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and I think in this case, it's like trying to trick people into, instead of learning how to use this possibly very valuable tool to advance themselves and to possibly make some more money.
Yeah.
It's tricking them into thinking, like, no, this is going to be bad for you. This is going to steal business from you. It's like, no, and that's the same thing with, like, coming from, a space of, like, scarcity.
And fear.
Fighting fear, fighting the tide. It's like, just go with the flow and you'll be so much better off. But the more people fight these things and the more fear people hold within themselves, like, this is what happens. And this is why we have this massive tyrannical government, is because people were so scared and they wanted to pass their own control and power over to someone who would protect them. And they wanted to take freedom away from other people because they were scared of freedom. And now, I mean, we are in this giant mess.
And I think that the only reason that we could continue to go this direction where people believe that they need the government is from school. Like, that's why I brought that up, that in school they always paint themselves that way. Mm-hmm. In public school, at least, they want you to think that you need them.
You got to pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth every day.
Yeah. Flag of the United States of America Corporation.
So creepy.
I bring it up because Nikki brought in an article that's saying apparently homeschooling is becoming much more popular.
Yeah, so this is actually from Reason. Oh. Homeschooling has increased by over 50% since 2018. In some states, homeschooling has climbed by over 100%.
Well, wow.
Homeschooling has ballooned since the advent of the pandemic, growing by more than 100% in some states, according to new data from the Washington Post. While the number of children being homeschooled has declined slightly from its pandemic-era peak, the growth in the educational option has proven stable and dramatic. The Post collected data from 32 states as well as the District of Columbia in 7,000 school districts, a data set comprising around two-thirds of the nation's school children. Nationally, since the 2017-2018 school year, homeschooling has increased by 51%, while private schooling has only increased by 7%. So this is, not only are people taking their kids out of public school, is that they're opting for homeschooling over private schooling. So, which I think is huge, because yes, I'm mainly against public government indoctrination centers for children. But I also think it's really powerful to bring children back into the home and to restore that connection of the family, like between parents and children.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think that's very powerful.
I think that's very important, but you know, there is that concern that, you know, culty institutions can indoctrinate their children, except it's already happening with the so-called government.
Yeah.
Yep. So based on the available data, the Post estimated that there are now between 1.9 and 2.7 million homeschooled children in the United States. But many states and districts saw truly staggering growth in their homeschooling population. Notably, many of these places had schools that were closed the longest during the pandemic. D.C. and New York both saw homeschooling increases of more than 100%, while California saw an increase of 78%.
Nice. I didn't know California had really easy to homeschool laws. It's probably pretty difficult there. 603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5600. 1-800-273-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.